Gimel Elul, Tuesday the 6th of September, Rabbi Moshe Leitner, Meleches Shochet, Netilas Neshama.
Everybody's just come back from summer holidays, and I'm sure a couple of you have gone to the beach. Obviously a kosher beach. And at the sea, you sometimes find fish, people go fishing, but we sometimes have something quite uncomfortable. I don't know, it's very common in Eretz Yisrael, I don't know whether it's common in England. Something called jellyfish. In Hebrew, it's called medusa. Right? Medusa.
Spanish as well.
French as well.
First of all, we'll go into the issue, the halachic issue of what is the melacha of taking out fish from the sea on Shabbos. Besides the melacha of Itzah and other melachas, the etzim melacha of taking out the fish from the water, and would the same din apply to jellyfish? Taking jellyfish, killing jellyfish, taking out jellyfish from the water. The Rambam. It's not pikuach nefesh. There's no pikuach nefesh involved. It's just an uncomfortable.
You're taking fish out to eat them out.
Either to eat or just to take them out. The jellyfish, when you take them out of the water, they die. Like all other fish. If you take out a fish from the water, that's how the fish dies. So the issa of netilas neshama on Shabbos is actually the av melacha. It's taking a knife and shechting an animal. Good. That is Netilas Neshama. The Toldah is Choyvel. We won't go into it now, but it's Machlokes whether the Av Melacha is Shochet. There's Machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi whether the Av Melacha is Shochet and the Toldah is Choyvel, making a Chabura. A Kolpan in the Rambam says that if you strangle a bal chai, it's only a tolda. V'chein hashoy ledog min hayam, it's also a tolda of shoychet. What is the difference between shechting an animal and strangling? The difference is that when you shecht an animal, you actually physically cut off the blood supply, you break the simonim, you cut off the blood supply of the animal, you've actually killed the animal. When you strangle somebody, you're actually indirectly causing the bal chai to die by not allowing the blood supply, the air, the oxygen, getting into the bal chai in order for him to breathe. When you take out a fish from the water, you're doing the same thing as strangling. You're taking the fish away from the source of its, the place where it can grow, where it can live. So therefore, it will only be a tolda.
Sorry, what's the difference between strangling and shechting? In one case, you're cutting off a blood supply. Yeah. In the other case, you're cutting off an air supply.
Yeah, but you're indirectly
making a chabur.
You're not making a chabura when you strangle.
When
you shecht, yeah. But when you strangle, you're indirectly taking away the supply of oxygen.
Correct. Until they die.
Until they die.
Why is that different from taking away the supply of blood until they die?
But it's a difference to the, what the melacha was in the Mishkan. The Mishkan, in the Mishkan, it says the outcome is the same. The behemoth died. So that's why it's a tolda. We're not saying it's not a melacha. But it's not the same melacha that it was in the Mishkan. The Mishkan, you actually took a knife and you shechted the behemoth. So that is the difference between strangling, that the pu'ula of strangling and the pu'ula of shechting. Now this din of shechting, of taking a fish out of the water, only according to the Bavli, right? The Gemara, our Gemara holds that it's a malacha of netilas neshama. The Rishalmi, before I go into the Rishalmi, the Meiri in Tarnis says that the malacha of netilas neshama is because you masaken the bal chai in order to eat it. We have a din that lechayra you can all ask us why is shaychet bichlal a malacha? When you slaughter a bal chai, you are actually destroying. You're doing a malacha of mekalka. We know on Shabbos. Any malacha that you do in the form of you actually not doing a creative malacha, you're doing a kilkul, so it's not malachas machshevet, it's only a malacha drabbanan. So why is shoychet that you're actually taking a live animal, and now it's going to be dead? So that is makalkil. So since, the Gemara says, since you matakan, the Rishonim explains, since you matakan the behema for achila, it's now roy to eat. And even, let's say the behema is still a trefa and we can't eat it, but you masakan the behema shouldn't be eva minachai, right? There's a din that you can't take an animal and eat, just chuck off an eva from the behema for even a goy. You have to actually slaughter the animal. You have to actually kill the animal. So you metakan the behema from eva minachai. So mele yechayev on Shabbos. If you shechtu what? Yeah, but it's still in attack for Eva Menachai. It's not Eva Menachai.
But you made it to
Nevela. You made it to Nevela, but now the behemoth, it's been slaughtered. So a goy can go and eat from this behemoth. It's not dafka for yid, even for a goy. You're attacking it from Eva Menachai. Before, when you have a live animal, you just chop off the leg. So that you've done a kilkul, because you can't actually eat this leg, because it's Eva Menachai. An achanami. It doesn't matter which form of doing Netilas Neshama. We're just asking why is the malach of Netilas Neshama a melechas machsheves? Because lechayra it's a kilkul. So since you're mitakne from achila, you're mitakne for eva menachai, therefore you're chayev.
You also masakin, you can use it for the iris. You can take the iris on that sort of thing.
An achanami. So therefore the Meiri explains, that's why taking our fish from the water is also a malacha of Netilas, that's why it's a malacha deraisa of Netilas Hashama, because you're attacking the fish, even though there's no din of Eivim Nachai, on fish, like a behema. So Mamela, he says, since you're attacking it for Achila, therefore, it's not called a makalkel. The shit of the Yerushalmi, and this is what we're going to dwell on today, learns that the issa of taking our fish from the water is not a malacha of Netilas Neshama, it's a malacha of Koitza. We know the malacha of Shabbos, Koitza, is actually cutting off the produce, taking off an apple from the tree, taking it away from its supply of where it grows. The same way, taking out a fish from the water, learns a Yerushalmi, that you mavdil from its mokar machius, the place where a fish can survive, is in the water. Once you take it out of the water, it's like you're plucking an apple from a tree. And the Yerushalmi learns it, Yichai Mishum Koitzer. There is actually a stira in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in a different place says, by Chilozen, right? We all know of the Chilozen, where they used to make the Tcheles. So the Gemara says, Apuitzea Chilozen, the Gemara by us in Shabbos, Daf Ein Hei, Apuitzea Chilozen, the Gemara goes into whether you're chayev mishum disha. So the Gemara explains why you're not chayev from Netilis Neshama when you putzei achalazen. Because there, when you putzei achalazen, you're not interested. Misasiku eitzim Netilis Neshama. That's what the Gemara answers. There's no Netilis Neshama, issa of Netilis Neshama by achalazen. Because basically you do not want the chilazen to die. All you need is his blood. It's a complicated sugya, I'm not going into the sugya now, but the Ushalmi says, learns like our Gemara, that Pitzea Chalazen is Chayev Mishum Netilis Neshama. And not like the Ushalmi Lishitasoi that holds that taking a fish out of the water is Chayev Mishum Koitza. So, the obvious way to answer this Ushalmi is that there's a difference between Pitzia, and taking it out of fish out of the water. Like we said, you just explained, taking our fish out of the water, we can understand in our seichel that what the Rishami is saying, that there's a malach of koitzah, because you're actually plucking, it's like plucking an apple from the tree, you're taking out the fish from the water.
If the fish jumps into the boat, which they do.
So you didn't do this, huh?
So that's okay.
But you didn't take the fish out of the water.
It jumped
itself.
Do you need that fish on
Shabbos? If you're
underwater. No, I'm in a boat.
You're in a boat on Shabbos.
And the fish jumps in hungry and dies.
Could be it wasn't mukhan, so it might be mukhan.
Manoila. Wait, the fish jumped out and that's...
Yeah, but if you have an apple that falls down on the tree on Shabbos, that's called peris hanoshrim. Yeah. Right? So it's a drabona to eat it. But you didn't do a physical malacha deraisa, actually, it's the gzeira, right?
So you can't eat the apple, water can't eat the fish.
You can't eat the fish, if you're saying it's mishum koitza. If you say it's mishum netilis neshama, so you'll have to go into, see whether it might be noilad.
That's what I'm asking.
The same thing, if you jump the body, you put the hand under, and it falls into your hand.
So you did a grammar, you mean, that shouldn't fall back into the water?
Yeah. Is it chayev?
Not chayev. Because it jumped out itself.
Yeah.
You're going into complicated issue, I'll tell you why. Because we're a little deviating, but I'll tell you why I'm going into a complicated issue. I can give a couple of shiurim just on the issue of when are you chayev, when is actually the time you chayev when you take out a fish from the water. We all know that when you take out a fish out of the water, it starts jumping around. It's not dead yet. Can take sometimes an hour till it dies, till it actually dries up. The Lashon of the Gemara, Achiyovesh Boi Kesela, until it dries like a stone. Right? That's when you chayev. So it's a complicated sugya. You take out a fish just before Motzei Shabbos, just before you're going out to Maariv, you take it out of the water. You come home, it's still jumping around. So when are you chayev? It's a complicated sugya. The same thing with the cooking. You put something on the stove before the end of Shabbos, and you come back, and then now the bread's been baked. When is the chiyuv? You go after the basar. The second you took it out of the water, or do you wait to the end? We're not going into that now. Al kol panim, the Yerushalmi would agree to the Bavli that it's a malach of netilas neshama when we're talking about chabura. Right? Petzias chalazon does not mean taking out the chalazon out of the water. It means making a wound in the chalazon in order to get its blood for dying the tcheles. That the Yerushalmi would agree to the Bavli that in such a case, it's netilas neshama, making a wound. But when you take out the whole fish from the water, then the Yerushalmi holds, then it's koitzer. Like taking an apple and lunching it, taking it off the tree. Mm. The Eglet Tal in Meleches Koitzer wants to say regarding this machlokes between the Bavli and Rishalmi, he brings a raya from the Rambam that if, I'm just saying everything b'kitzer, if the fish is in, not in its regular waters, in the sea, in the lake, and before Shabbos you take it out and you put it into a little bowl, then you take it out the bowl on Shabbos. Then the Yerushalmi would be masking to the Bavli that there's no melach of koitzer, because he learns that the melacha of koitzer is only when you mavdil it from mekoyer chiyusoi. The regular surroundings of this fish is in the lake, in the sea. When you've already taken out of the sea on Erev Shabbos and you put it into a little bowl of water, so you've taken out the mekoyer chiyusoi. No one's masking to this Eglet Tal. But he wants to say, in such a case, there's no machlokes at the Bavli and Rishalmi. He brings raya from the Rambam, because the Rambam knows Sefel Shalmayim, the Gabay Yom Tov, it's a complicated thing. Al Kol Panim, the Magen Avraham, is Simen Tov Tzadik Vav. Just open up the Magen Avraham. Sif Gotten Vav, it's in Hilchas Yom Tov. He brings the Yamshel Shleima. He brings the Yamshel Shleima, who quotes this Yerushalmi la'alocha. And it's an afkemina one afkemina between the Bavli and Shalmi would be, and this is the Mechza Shekel brings on the Magen Avraham, nafkemina la'alocha. What's the difference? We're asking between us, what's the difference if it's Koitzer or Natilas Hashama? What's the difference? What's the difference what we call it? We don't have a straw nowadays. The difference, nafkimina la'alocha, would be one nafkimina. According to the Yerushalmi, we just spoke before, right, that a fish doesn't die straight away. According to the Yerushalmi, that it's melecha of koitzer, he wants to say that you chayiv straight away as soon as you take the fish out of the water. Like when you pluck a tree, an apple from the tree, you chayiv straight away. Masha'enkin is hold in that I said before, Ava'achiyovish kasela, till the fish dries out, is only a din, but Natilas Neshama. Since the Neshama still has part of the Neshama inside the fish, so till it's actually dried out, there's no din of Natilas Neshama. That would be one nafkimina between the Bavli and Rishalmi. Another nafkimina would be, and it's taka a little pella that the Machsa Shekel didn't think of this nafkimina. Later I saw that the Nesiv Chaim, which is the Korban Asanel, on the Magen Avraham, brings this nafkimina. He said the nafkimina would be the Gabay Yom Tov. There's certain malachas that are mutan Yom Tov, the Tzorech Oichel Nefesh, and certain malachas that even the Tzorech Oichel Nefesh are awesome. We know the klal that the first 10 melachas of Shabbos are asa mishum oichel nefesh. Right? Zorea, koitzer, you can't go into your field on Shabbos and you say, oh, I've got a nice apple there, I want this apple for Yom Tov. It's oichel nefesh. And take off the apple. That's asa in Yom Tov. Any melacha that you should have done Erev Yom Tov, and nothing would have happened if you would have done it Erev Yom Tov, is asa. So from Lisha and onwards is mutter. The Gabe Achonas Oichel, right? You can't write, you can't build on Shabbos, on Yom Tov. But slaughtering an animal, shechting an animal on Yom Tov is mutter. Right? In those days there was no fridges and freezers. You wanted to eat a fresh piece of meat on Yom Tov, Mela, the Torah allowed to shecht, to do the Issa of Shoichet. There's no Issa on Yom Tov. The Torah is Mate. The Melach of Shoichet on Yom Tov. So if we say it's a Melach of Koitza, it'll be us on Yom Tov. If we say it's a Melach of Shoichet, it's Muta. So massive Nafkimina, how to Paskin La Alocha, if we know it like this Yerushalmi. The Shtikl Pele, the Magen Avraham, he brings this Yerushalmi in Hilchos Yom Tov, brings the Yamsha Shleima, who goes Gorvite with this Yerushalmi. That's a Melach of Koitza. Now if we come back to our original question, Chilazon, jellyfish. If you look in Wikipedia, jellyfish, although it's called a fish, it's quite different to a regular fish. It says like this, that most kinds of jellyfish do not have a brain. Right? We know that every live being that Kodesh Baruch Hu created has a moyach. It says that it doesn't have any muscles. It doesn't have the whole nervous system. Jellyfish do not have a nervous system. They don't have blood. And they don't have a breathing system. They breathe through the skin. Oxygen gets in through the skin. Not like a regular fish that goes through the fins and scales. That's how it breathes. Through the fins. The gills, sorry. That's how the fish breathes. It's not, it doesn't go through the flesh of the fish. But on the other hand, it's still a bal chai which reproduces by the dozens. And we know on Shabbos, there's another halacha on Shabbos, that kol she'ene parah v'rava, there's no din of natiglas hashama. What is the case? Which bal chai do we have on Shabbos that is not parah v'rava, that does not reproduce? So the Shulchan Aruch brings, it's brought from the Gemara, kinim, lice. Lice, in the times of the Gemara, did not reproduce. The Mela, you could take a lice, you found the lice on Shabbos in your hair, you could actually kill this lice on Shabbos, being mutter, there's no issa, no tinus neshama. Since it's not parah v'rava, there's a massive, massive machlokes between G'doyle Achroinim, Ad Achroinim Zmanenu, whether we say, even Rav Dessler speaks about it, whether we say that today, Nishtanu Ativim. Since we know that today lice do reproduce, do we say that we go with the Gemara? The Gemara says that lice is not parah v'rava, memela it's muta. Or do we say that lice is also, because today we know the teva of lice is to reproduce. Al kol panim, the nekuda that lice, that anything which is reproduces, Bechoya has a din of Netilas Hashama. On the other hand, do we call jellyfish a bal chai? So ask the Rav in Eretz Yisrael called Rav Tzvi Weber, and he wanted to be mechadash. He said that Lechoya, jellyfish, since according to the Metzias, does not have a brain, and we all know when we put on tefillin in the morning, it says, Aneshama Shebamoichi. The neshama that's in our brain, where's the neshama placed? In the moyach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, that is the where the neshama is. Oy bazoi, if a jellyfish does not have a moyach, does not have a brain, then it has no neshama. If it has no neshama, there'd be no issa of killing a jellyfish on Shabbos. Now one nafkimina could be with a jellyfish, would be the Machlokes Bavli and Yerushalmi. Even if we say that there's no neshama in a jellyfish, it doesn't have a neshama. Does the apple have a neshama? No, we know it's a merch. Something that grows doesn't have a neshama. And even so, there's a melach of koitzer. That is the difference between koitzer and a tigas neshama. According to the Rishalmi, someone who would take out a jellyfish from the sea on Shabbos would be chay from koitzer. It dies. This is the makara of the chius, the place where the jellyfish dwells, is in the water. As soon as you take it out of the water, it dies, it shrivels up. Like when you cut off an apple off the tree, it stops growing. You be chayim shem koitzer. But if we say that there's no neshama, and we go like the Bavli, so there'd be no isav, netilas neshama on jellyfish. But since the Magen Avraham brings that we have to be choishes for the shitta by fish, I don't know if it's Gabi Halacha, but a kopan is the shitta of Yerushalmi. According to the Yerushalmi, there would still be a issa of koitza of taking out jellyfish from the water.
And it's dangerous, maybe.
It's not dangerous, it's just uncomfortable.
It stings you.
It's uncomfortable, it's not, it can't cause any danger.
So you're taking it out for no purpose.
Why was he taking it out, exactly?
I'm just talking about theoretically. Theoretically, the issa of taking out jellyfish, why is jellyfish different than other fish?
Yeah.
So even if we say it does not have a neshama, al kapanim, according to Yerushalmi, there would still be a melacha koitza, taking out jellyfish.
Yeah, if he has no purpose for the jellyfish, then it won't be a melacha smachshah beside that.
Be melacha sheni tzuch ha-legufo, be yisad rabbanon.
Yeah.
Still be yisad rabbanon. According to the Bavli, there wouldn't even be yisad rabbanon. Because there's actually no melacha involved. One more nakuda. Just want to read it out from the lashon of the. It's one of the rishonim. The Ritva in Shabbos Daf Ayin Hey by the Gemara of Pitzei Chalazon. So the Gemara says that the reason why Pitzei Chalazon is not chayav mishum natilas neshama. When you wound the chilazon, because misasik hu eitzel natilas neshama. Since the chilazon is going to die, but since that is not his purpose of killing the chilazon, all he wants is to suck its blood for the dye of the tcheles. So the Gemara is mechadesh that it's called misasik, and we know misasik. There's no melacha deraisa misasik. It could be even by misasik. There's no issa rabbanon. So in Mela, there's no did, no issa, no chiyuv of natilas neshama. Frank the Rishonim. Okay, we've solved the problem of natilas neshama. What about chabura? Right. We all know that if you make a cut, even if the baal chai or the person is still living, any wound you make, yichai v'shem choyvel. So why, when you're taking out the blood from the chilazon, we've solved the problem, and we're saying that it's misasek, that's why even though the chilazon dies, there's no isav metilas v'shama, mitzad, the dying of the chilazon. But what about the issa of chayvel? You're making a wound on the chilazon. Says the Ritva brings b'shem the Ramban, who brings b'shem the Ra'ah, the Rebbe of the Ramban, says like this, V'Rabbeinu, which is the Ramban, b'shem Rabboi, Rabbeinu Agodol, Pirish, the Shani chilazon. You'll see why I'm reading out the lashon of the Ramban. She'enoi ba'alei vorim. I've never seen a chilazon, and it's a big machlok is what the chilazon is. The Ramban says that shani chilazon is different to a regular fish, right? If someone takes a fish, even if he leaves it in the water, and he puts a knife, and he wounds the fish, right? Fish has blood. He's oiva and chayvel. Even though the fish is still in the water. But chilazon is different. She'enoi ba'alei vorim. Elekuf atum kilchil zoynes shebashbasois. A chilazon does not have a vorim. I don't know how a chilazon looks, but I know how a jellyfish looks. Elekuf atum, it's a closed entity like a chilazon. Maybe a chilazon means a jellyfish. It's a type of snail. I don't know what he's talking about. It says like this. Only when you take the whole neshama of the chilazon, that's when you chayev. Since it doesn't have, it's just one entity, like a jellyfish. You see, anybody seen a jellyfish? All it is like one slob. You can't see a balchai. All you see is no evarim. There's no. So Mela would come out nafkemina by a jellyfish, according to the Ramban. Someone who would be in the sea, he's not taking out the jellyfish on Shabbos because he's choishesh of the Yerushalmi koitza. He takes a knife, he stabs it into the jellyfish. There would be no din of chabura by a jellyfish. Thank you.